KSR News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shedard says this week's storm system was fueled by unusually low pressure.
When that happens, you typically get a lot of wind throughout the entire atmosphere. And unfortunately, that kind of drives a lot of hazards when you have that much wind. You get the fire weather on the dry side, and then where you have better moisture, you get the severe weather, tornado threat, and heavy rain risk. And so it kind of had all the hazards. It had a little bit of snow on the north side.
The severe weather that first developed Friday and barreled across seven states left at least 39 people dead. At a news conference Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he signed a state of emergency.
Mississippians in times like these step up and do what is necessary to take care of our friends and our neighbors, and that makes me proud to be a Mississippian.
A string of twisters in Mississippi, including two that hit near the same town within about an hour, left six people dead. Residents and work crews in the South and Midwest still surveying the destruction from the storms that kicked up wildfires, tornadoes, and dust storms. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration trying to calm rattled nerves after four straight weekly losses on Wall Street. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told NBC's Meet the Press that market corrections are healthy and that he's not at all worried. Over the past month, amid an escalating trade war and falling consumer confidence, the NASDAQ is down 11%, the S&P 500 is off by nearly 8%, and the Dow has lost more than 6.5%. Bessent insisted that we are going to have a transition, not a crisis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, the Dow is ahead 449 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 133. This is SRN News. An update on a satanic event in Kansas.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she cannot prevent members of the Satanic Grotto from performing a so-called black mass at the Capitol in Topeka on March 28th, but she has ordered the event to take place outside the building, citing safety concerns. The Satanists say they wish to dedicate the Kansas government to Satan, and their plans have sparked outrage across the state and the nation. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate has rejected a measure that would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The state House passed the resolution last month. Massachusetts-based Mass Resistance, a pro-family group, promoted that resolution in North Dakota and is doing so in other states. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen both vowing escalation after the U.S. launched airstrikes to deter the rebels from attacking military and commercial vessels in one of the world's busiest shipping corridors. 31 rebels were killed. BBC correspondent Mike Thompson.
If President Trump's strikes were intended to force the Houthis to back down, it doesn't seem to be working. The group has threatened to retaliate by attacking U.S. targets whenever possible. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the American strikes will continue until the Houthis are no longer capable of launching attacks on international shipping. The group had earlier pledged to resume attacks on merchant ships in the Red Sea until Israel stops blocking aid into Gaza.
The Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group has withdrawn from peace talks with Congo's government. That rebel group controls much of Congo's east. More details at SRNNews.com.